Differing Things is a podcast which focuses on how far religion has deviated from the Bible and its words correctly divided. This deviation has had a devastating effect on society. This podcast will cover many topics, both spiritual and current, to draw our listeners closer to their Savior. Now for our host, Bill Petrie.
Hi, I am Bill Petrie, the host of Differing Things. I have some exciting news to share with you. Differing Things is now on Instagram. Through Instagram, we will keep you informed about what we are doing and hopefully pique your interest in upcoming Differing Things episodes. So make sure to follow us on Instagram. In today's Differing Things, I believe I have a very special edition for you of our Differing Things podcast. It's time for our annual mental health episode. We began doing this a few years back because there is a real stigma attached to mental health. In some Christian communities, there is a very strong stigma around having a mental illness or struggling with mental health issues. Unfortunately, this can make it even more difficult for Christians facing mental illness to seek the help and resources they need. It is important that as believers, we understand the facts about mental health and do not disregard the prevalence of mental illness. What is mental illness? Mental illness is a term used to encompass many different mental disorders. For example, anxiety disorders, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder are some types of mental illnesses. Having a mental illness is relatively common, with 1/5 of Americans experiencing mental illness each year. That's 20%. Over 1/2 of adults are diagnosed with some sort of mental disorder, illness, or mental health issue during their lifetime. There are many different factors that contribute to mental illness, but there is no one cause. Biological factors, trauma, medical conditions, chemical imbalances, drugs, alcohol, and loneliness can all play a part. Family history of mental illnesses and high stress situations are also risk factors. Fortunately, for those struggling with mental illness, there is hope and help. Many symptoms of mental illness are manageable with the right resources, and people diagnosed with mental illness may live fulfilling lives. Talking with a doctor or a therapist and forming healthy habits, such as getting adequate sleep, can help with the symptoms of mental illness. I get asked a question frequently. Do Christians experience mental illness? Yes, Christians do experience mental illness. Christian faith and mental health struggles can both be present for believers. Just as a Christian may face a physical illness or injury, so they may also face a mental one. After Adam and Eve sinned in Genesis, hardship, pain, and struggle has been a part of the world for both believers and non-believers alike. They introduced brokenness into humanity. A recent LifeWay research study found that 26% of USA pastors struggle with a mental illness personally. Even faith leaders are not immune from mental health problems. Mental illness is not a reflection of the person or their actions. Rather, it is just a reminder of the state of this broken world that we live in. What is mental health? Mental health and mental illness are not the same thing. Mental health relates to emotional, psychological, and social well-being. A person may experience poor mental health without being diagnosed with a mental illness. For example, different situations and outside pressures may result in someone going through a period of poor mental health. In like manner, someone with a mental illness may experience periods of positive well-being and good mental health. Taking care of your mental health may look different at different points in life. Perhaps some people take care of their mental health by ensuring a consistent bedtime and wake-up time. For others, it could be eating 3 fulfilling meals a day. For some, it could be spending quiet time in God's Word away from busyness and distractions. At times, it could be getting together with friends and family members. It could also mean talking with a mental health professional or attending a support group. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30 state, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Whether you have struggled with mental illness for a long time, or you have recently seen a decline in your mental health, there is hope. Here are some encouraging reminders for Christians who struggle with mental illness or with their mental health. You are loved. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 has this to say, "But God commends his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 records the following about God and Israel. "We love him because he first loved us." Humanity is loved during the good times and the bad times. God is love, and his love is not conditional. He created us and values us. God also allows people in our lives who love us. He called us believers to love one another and care about one another. However, no earthly love can ever compare to the love that he has for us, and we can cling to that in the midst of our struggles. You need to understand that you are not alone. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. When we become Christians, we are adopted into his family and become members of the body of Christ. We have brothers and sisters in Christ who also go through similar experiences. It is important to remember, even in the hardest times, that we are never alone, and there are many other people who are also learning how to live with their own issues. Proverbs chapter 18:24 states, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." Even when we as individuals are at our loneliest and feel we have hit rock bottom emotionally, God has not abandoned us. He is with us every day. Mental illness can make many individuals feel lonely and isolated. However, even when emotions are strong and loneliness feels at its worst, you are not alone. You are not a bad Christian if you are struggling with mental health or mental illness. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 records these words. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, that no one would boast. There are a lot of stigmas surrounding Christianity and mental health, and sometimes it can lead to Christians feeling like they are not good enough or failing due to a mental illness. However, having a mental illness or a mental health crisis is not a sin, and in no way means you are weak. Facing a mental issue takes strength and courage each day. It is important to remember that nothing we do saves us, whether we have a mental illness or not. It is God's grace and gift of salvation for us that we can truly have confidence in. I want you to know that there is hope, and there is help. Romans 12:12 states, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." If you are struggling with a mental illness, remember there is hope and help. There are mental health professionals who are equipped with tools to help reduce the symptoms of mental illness, as well as help connect you with resources that can benefit you. Although not all churches have mental health resources, some do offer Christian counseling opportunities, as well as other outreach ministry for those recovering from mental health struggles. Ultimately, our hope comes from God and His promises. He is the one with power and authority in our lives. We should take advantage of the knowledgeable people in our lives. God set forth in His Word some individuals who struggled with mental illness, mental health, or both. A form of mental affliction is mentioned in Deuteronomy 28:28. That scripture says, "The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind." This statement makes me think that mental illness was prevalent throughout biblical times. The Bible does not use the mental disorder terminology specifically, yet there is some word usage within the scriptures, usage that assures us that Bible characters with personality disorders were not few and far between. The word usage includes, but is not limited to, troubled, discouraged, brokenhearted, dismayed, and anxious. There are quite a few examples of mental health and mental illness in the scriptures that are recorded, which show some of God's people struggled through mentally dark times. I want to talk about a few of these individuals. David, he is a man chasing after God's very own heart. King David is a person who struggled with anxiety. To learn more about David's story, read 1 Samuel chapters 16 through 30, 2 Samuel, and 1 Kings chapter 1 through chapter 2, verse 10. David is one of the most well-known biblical figures who has a life story that transcends time. He was a man who saw God take him from the valleys with the sheep as a shepherd to the grandest palace as king over all of Israel. David received a special anointing as a biblical figure. It is truly amazing to think about his extensive resume of accomplishments that showed how courageous and powerful he was. Yet, he did have quite a few shortcomings. Many left him in a state of mental turmoil and instability. That makes him one of many people with mental health issues in the scriptures. David experienced anxiety when he had to flee from King Saul, who made it his goal to kill him. He wrote several songs about his mental distress in the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 59, verse 4 in the New International Version reads, "I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight." After the Amalekites destroy Ziklag, David is overcome with sadness. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6 reads, "David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him." King David struggled with intense depression when the prophet Nathan told him his son with Bathsheba would die. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 17 reads, "The elders of the household stood beside him to get him up from the ground, but he refused to eat any food with them." This was a result of his greatest sin of conspiring to kill Bathsheba's husband in the field of battle and then taking her as his wife and getting her pregnant. Then there's Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a biblical figure who experienced extreme mental illness. To learn more about Nebuchadnezzar's story, read 2 Kings chapters 24 and 25 in the book of Daniel chapters 2 through 5. Nebuchadnezzar is a prominent biblical king with a story that is oddly humbling. He was a king who set out on getting what he desired. It did not matter who or what got in his way. 2 Kings chapters 24 and 25 record this. This was a man who would oftentimes let his emotions get the best of him when things did not go his way. Nebuchadnezzar would try to rein down his influence on the people he ridiculed and harmed with riches and positions of power. Even with all his power and might, he did not get away from situations presented to him in his dreams. These situations would gradually affect his mental well-being. He is in the list of people with mental illness in the Bible. King Nebuchadnezzar had vivid yet troubling dreams that affected his ability to sleep. I personally believe that his lack of sleep caused him to experience feelings of anxiety. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 reads, "In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. His mind was troubled, and he could not sleep." As Daniel interpreted his dreams, they showed him in a position of authority and power. Yet he would often boast about considering himself to be a god. He wanted to be worshipped as an idol god. His attitude would drastically change to where he would lash out at people in a manic rage if they chose not to worship him. According to the Bible in Daniel chapter 3 verses 13 through 15, in Daniel chapter 3 verses 19 through 23, his mannerisms sound like what occurs with bipolar disorder. And as a result of his arrogant sin of deeming himself to be a god, he was stripped of his authority and sanity for 7 years and lived like an animal. You can read that in Daniel chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Then there's Job. To learn more about Job's story, just read the book of Job. Job is a prominent and wealthy man in the Bible. He had everything he wanted in life: a family, riches, land, animals, and servants. In addition, he trusted God with his whole life. The Satan tested his trust by taking away the people and things he cherished the most. Of all the things he endured, he never cursed God, but he did endure suffering that caused him extreme mental distress. We can consider Job to be one of the many people with mental health issues in the Bible. Job was a prosperous man that had a series of tragic events occur to him because the Satan questioned Job's fear of God. Job chapter 1 verse 9 reads, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" the Satan replied. Several messengers came to Job with news that his sons, daughters, sheep, servants, and camels were put to the sword, killed, and or taken off. We can read that in Job chapter 1, verses 13 through 18. This shocking amount of news sent Job into a depressive mental state. Despite the news, he maintained his integrity by not cursing God. To make matters worse, the Satan went after him again by afflicting Job with sores from his head to his feet in Job chapter 1, verse 7. Therefore, Job was further sent into a depressed mood that caused him to not speak for 7 days and 7 nights, according to Job chapter 1, verse 13. Job's friends came to offer him comfort because of such extreme suffering. They could not console him enough with their words. Job literally cursed the day he was born. He also spoke words that exemplified his despair from all the sudden events. In addition, he questioned why God would allow such things to happen to him. Just read Job chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, or chapter 23, verses 3 and 5, or chapter 29, verses 2 through 6. These are all biblical scriptures that signify his level of depression, the magnitude of his grief, and his sudden anxiety about not being able to find God. Then there is Elijah. Elijah dealt with depression. To learn more about Elijah's story, read 1 Kings chapters 17 through 19 and 2 Kings chapters 1 and 2. Elijah is a mighty man of God who is one of God's most faithful prophets in the entire Bible. God highly favored Elijah. He received a specific mission to turn the children of Israel back to following God's way. He was able to hear God's voice numerous times and ensured he obeyed his commands. Elijah was a prophet who performed miracles in God's name, which blessed him with provision. Yet, there was a time along his faithful journey when he suffered from mental health challenges. His suffering exemplifies him as one of the people with such issues in the scriptures. Elijah was a true and faithful servant of God who faced mental adversity even though he was doing the work of God. After Elijah provided miraculous evidence that God was the one true God by praying to God that fire consume his offering in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 through 38, he had the false prophets of Baal seized and killed in 1 Kings 18:40. Word of this got to Jezebel, who made it her goal to have him killed that same way the prophets of Baal were. This sent Elijah into a fearful state when he ran out into the wilderness. There, he prayed death upon himself because he somehow felt totally, utterly defeated. 1 Kings chapter 19, 4, verse 4 provides the details of Elijah's struggle. It reads, "While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. 'I have had enough, Lord,' he said. 'Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.'" Yes, here is a prophet, a man of God, who was suicidal. Elijah wanted to give up on the work God called him to do by asking for his work to end through his death. Then there's Jesus. And we can read Jesus' story in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts, and actually the entire Bible. Because Hebrews tells us, "Lo, the volume of the scriptures are written of me." Jesus is the pinnacle depiction of God and the Savior of the world. I want to just take a few minutes to share some of the world-renowned stories of the world's Savior. Jesus is the miracle child who was born to a virgin woman. We read of that in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. And as a child, Jesus sat among the teachers in the temple of Jerusalem, learning and understanding the word of God from these teachers. We read that in Luke chapter 2, verses 45 through 47. He grew to become the teacher and leader of 12 disciples who received the power and authority to drive out demons and cure diseases in Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. Jesus performed miracles, such as healing a man with leprosy, healing two blind men and a mute demon-possessed man, raising the dead and ending a woman's issue with blood, walking on water. He was truly God in the flesh. He was without fault or flaws. Jesus endures moments of mental turmoil when his life bears the weight of mankind's sin. Jesus is also one of the people who dealt with mental distress in the scriptures. Christ Jesus was the highest servant of God who faced mental suffering because of the crucifixion that he would endure on the cross. I personally believe that Jesus was full of deep anguish and despair about the servant work that God had called upon him to rid the world of sin. Isaiah wrote about the suffering that Jesus would endure in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. Where it reads, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Jesus made his feelings of depression evident when he went into the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples. Matthew chapter 26, verses 37 through 38 reads, "He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.' Jesus calls out to God in the garden to take away the calling that he was faced with in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. I can say that Jesus' mental struggles were further evident when Luke shared his account of how Jesus sweated droplets of blood in Luke chapter 22, verses 43 and 44. Yes, Jesus himself, in his humanity, faced a mental health crisis. What do these biblical figures who struggled with mental health and illness have in common? David sang praise to the Lord in 2 Samuel 22, as well as Psalm 139. Nebuchadnezzar praises and exalts God in Daniel chapter 4, verses 34 and 37, when his mind was restored. During situations that resulted in agony, Job chose to speak about the mighty works of God in chapter 26 of the book of Job, in verses 7 through 14. Elijah told God how passionate he was about leading people back to him, despite their unsettling practices, in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10. And the Son of God himself asked God to stop the fate that was set out for him and calls for God's will to be done, all in the same breath, in Mark 14, verse 36. God has all authority and power. Even though each one of these biblical figures dealt with mental crisis, both willingly and unwillingly, they are called on God for help or in praise through their turmoil. According to the Bible, all the biblical figures that I have talked about ended up calling out to God like never before and claimed him to be the true God over heaven and earth. Due to their faithfulness, God blessed them with more than they could have possibly imagined. Therefore, God was always with them in every high and low, just as Psalm 34:18 states. What does God say about mental illness? God does not want any of his children to experience mental peril. It is God's plan that we all experience his constant peace, love, and joy. That may have you asking, why does God allow mental illness? Why does God allow mental health issues? And is it a sin? Even during discomfort and what seems like the worst pain of all, God wants us to glorify and exalt his name. As we choose to not let our circumstances push away from God and draw us closer to him, God will meet the needs of our lives. We can find promise for our needs in the Word of God. God will meet our needs even during our suffering. The suffering we experience can very well be a time of opportunity. It is an opportunity to build our faith and our trust in God. Most importantly, we can show God that we will praise his name. A mustard seed of hope is in the suffering, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28 records. The word of God is alive, well, and helpful. It provides comforting and reassuring scriptures that will bring you out of the darkness of mental health issues and into his glorious, truthful light. Can God heal mental illness? The Bible says that God will provide a way out of the things that trouble you. God is going to walk with you and talk to you through all you endure in every situation. Our Father God in heaven is with you. He will pick us up time and time again after we fall. Our God is merciful. He will forgive us for our sins. Our Father is a Redeemer. The Bible and mental health, as well as God and mental health, go hand in hand. I encourage you to start mental health Bible study. By studying, you will learn Bible verses about who had mental health crises in the Bible. In addition, it is beneficial to study the Bible to find comforting scriptures for mental health and mental illness. Always remember that God's word will not return to him void. Know that you are not alone in how you feel. There are so many other Christian people who experience depression, anxiety, and even suicidal thoughts. People deal with the same mental illnesses and mental health distress differently. You are not alone. Just as the Bible stories of David, Nebuchadnezzar, Job, Elijah, and Jesus exemplified. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction through the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Good day, and God bless.
We want to thank you for listening to this week's Differing Things podcast. If you would like to get more information about the Bible, please check out our website, www.beacon-ministries.org. Do not forget to join us next week for a new Differing Things podcast.